Did you guys hear the AI Jerry Seinfeld stand-up routine that was put out there?
I did not.
So let me play this for you. Thought we'd have some fun with AI here at 8:43. So this is based on the volumes of material from Seinfeld, and AI wrote and performed this. Somebody, you know, fed the computer, right, so to speak, to put it clumsily. Here you go. Here's a lot of Seinfeld. And AI, computer generates all of this, even the voice. This is not Jerry Seinfeld performing.
Why does it seem like every time you're watching TV, there's a commercial for a new brand of cat food, and it's always some kind of crazy new flavor, like tuna and salmon surprise, or chicken and liver delight? I don't need a new flavor of cat food every other week. Just tell me what was so bad about the old ones. They were great. And why are they always trying to trick us with these new flavors? They'll be like, we know you like tuna, so we put some tuna in this can, but we also put some other stuff in there, too. I don't want to have to guess what's in my cat food. I just want it to be tuna. That's it. Just tuna. No surprises. And don't even get me started on those specialty cat foods. I saw one the other day that was for indoor cats. What the heck is that about? Are there different foods for different kinds of cats now? So I don't know about you, but I'm not going to start feeding my cat different foods, depending on where exactly he is located. That's just ridiculous.
Again, all from AI.
That's, I mean, the jokes weren't landing quite like.
Well, again, you don't have
normal,
the timing. You don't have the timing of Jerry Seinfeld.
But it wasn't far off. No.
Yeah, what? Yeah. There you go. What's the deal with cat food?
Indoor,
exactly. So I was.
The voice is kind of freaking me out. Too.
It really is. And I was thinking, with the Musers on vacation, it would be fun to see what AI could produce regarding the Courage Boys.
Oh.
Now, this is a Cumulus station, so we couldn't spring for the top dollar AI that could mimic the voices. But I did find the sister of the big cowboy's computer.
I
had her download hours of Musers content, and she produced a sample script of Muse and the News. So, what would the AI Musers sound like?
Gordon opens Muse by saying Gordon could not make it in today. Instead, Rick Skinlaw-Nin is here. Craig says hi, Rick. Rick says hi, Craig. Guess what I'm going to rap about today, Craig? Napkins. George's ass is whipped 5 seconds into the segment, and he wants to go home. Big strong Jeremy plays the door opening and closing drop to shuttle Rick out the door. Gordon shuffles his papers and shares his first story, which features a fourth grade teacher in Watwaga who is in trouble after breastfeeding the class pet nipples the lemur in front of students.
Whoa.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Zero lies detected.
Accurate. There are a lot of bingos in there, and I can get why AI would...
Also, Watauga hard to pronounce for
it
AI.
It really is. You noticed that, right? It's not Watwaga. Watauga. Sorry, Watauga. All right.
Gordon opens Muse by saying Gordon could not make it in today.
Hang on.
George yells bingo. Gordon says, how is that a bingo? I've never talked about teachers breastfeeding lemurs on this show. I'm being besmirched. And how dare you judge a woman for giving life liquid to one of God's creatures? What do you have against teachers breastfeeding lemurs? George says the teacher is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Heard that before.
Gordon says he wishes he had this teacher for health class. Instead, growing up in Mississippi, he had Mr. Wingate, who just threw up a slide of a woman's ute on the overhead projector. George says, don't be gross. And don't call it a ute. Craig interrupts and asks for a picture of the teacher to determine his level of interest in the story.
Of course he did.
Gordon slides a picture to Craig. Craig is suddenly very excited, announces he's extremely interested, and starts panting.
Panting?
Craig is so interested he would like to invite this teacher to Ticketstock to perform a demonstration with Nipples the lemur on stage. Gordon says maybe the teacher can shower all the P1s with nutritious rain from her up tops. Big strong Jeremy plays the drop of Craig saying mommy. In fact, Craig says, this teacher from Watwaga is officially our P1 of the week. George wants to talk about something else. Gordon says, how about we play count the red flags?
Oh.
George is beaten again. Craig is ready. Gordon says a man one was arrested two after authorities three claim four he airdropped five pictures six of his genitalia seven to all passengers eight on a Southwest flight nine.
You had that story yesterday.
Gordon says a flight attendant saw the man was sharing inappropriate images and asked the man, why are you doing that? The man replied, Just having a little fun. George is creeped out. Craig says there's an important question he has to ask.
Uh-oh.
George says the question is unnecessary. Gordon says let Craig ask his question. When this man's parents brought home their bundle of joy 60 years ago, did they imagine one day he would be president? An astronaut? A doctor whose research would help cure cancer? Or did they imagine he would be escorted off a plane for sharing pictures of his penis? George longs for vacation when he can just watch the Gorilla Channel for 17 straight hours on his birthday and tell one gorilla, the way you hit that other gorilla was good. Craig asks for birthdays. Gordon searches frantically for the list of birthdays he printed out, can't find them, and announces hot dog has turned 41. Craig says, well, thank you, Gordo, I guess. Coming up next, letters from listeners.
Oh, the AI musers.
I mean, the computer kind of crushed it.
I mean, as we advance, there will be no need for us in dry dock.
No, not at all. And again, we'll have the AI that can produce the voices of the musers.
Yeah, once we spring for the voice technology,
that's right,
we're all toast.
The samples,
the sample script of Muse and the Moons.
Oh, wow. All right, that's good stuff. Thank you, Ted.